Eric Perez from the Queensland Seafood Industry Association welcoming Jane Lovell, CEO of Seafood Industry Australia. How are you, Jane?
I'm well, Eric, and you?
I'm fantastic. Look, it's the Monday after the federal election. What are your thoughts now that we've had some time to breathe post-Saturday?
Well, first of all, I think I wouldn't be the only person that was pretty amazed by the result. And I've got to say that watching it unfold on Saturday night was, for us as an industry, I think very positive that we do now have the coalition back. And the main reason I say that is whilst the offers that came from Liberal, Nationals and Labor around mental health were even, and we thank them for that, the big issue for us was going to be Commonwealth Marine Parks and the intention to ban super trawlers. So those two problems are now, you know, into the distance, and I'm really pleased. And I think the industry should be really pleased that we are not going back to fight the management plans for Commonwealth Marine Parks again. But I think for me, the takeout of the whole election process, the whole federal election process, was that we now have an opportunity over the next 3 years to improve the image of our industry with our politicians and with our community. And we should take that opportunity, and we should start today on that. So over the weekend, I've sent some texts saying I'd like us to become the pin-up kids for Australian agriculture. I want us to be the shining light. I want people to look at our industry and know that we're sustainable, that we're providing fantastic, healthy food, and I want them to be confident and to trust us. So that's going to be something that SIA is going to be taking on board. It builds on our pledge, the work that we've been doing in around social licence, and it certainly builds on the recently announced Resource Security Task Force, who are going to help us as an industry make sure that we position ourselves to hold on to access so that we can keep doing that for the community and providing them with fantastic seafood.
Okay, so we're at sort of ground level here to build some of that. And that's good to hear coming from the national peak body. Like other jurisdictions, I can speak only for Queensland, but we will be looking at providing some briefing material to the incoming government once the dust settles and we know who's who at the House of Reps level and then in the Senate. So beyond the election, Jane, what's on the horizon for SIA?
So this year was always going to be our year for social licence and for our pledge. And we did get some funding through the Our Marine Parks grant process that will enable us to go out and work with industry associations around Australia to make sure that we've got some proof of compliance, or proof of, maybe compliance isn't the right word, but some demonstration of how we are taking those commitments from our pledge forward. So that, I think, is a really good and strong first step in producing that positive image of the industry that we can then take out to the community. But I think the other thing, Eric, is, and I commend you for starting, you know, straight up with saying we're going to give a briefing pack to all of the incoming politicians, it is going to be critical that we build relationships with every one of those politicians in some way, shape or form. They need to know about us. They need to know what's important to us. And we need to know what's important to them about us so that we can respond to that. So it's just a conversation. I would say that the lobbying pack that we sent out before the federal election will be something that we'll be referring to again and again. So the tools that are in there will continue to build. The contacts will continue to build, and from time to time we'll be sending out information to our members to encourage them to, this is an issue, can you take this issue to your local poly? And it's something that, you know, QSIA can use for the federal polys to take issues that are important to Queensland forward. So we really just need to build that capacity and that confidence with everyone having a chat to a local poly. That doesn't take away from SIA's role in terms of lobbying up at Parliament House. Absolutely, that's our gig. But it's the people in the electorates going and speaking to their member that is just so powerful. Can't overemphasise that.
Okay. Look, Jane, thank you for the update. I'm sure we're going to keep talking about what's ahead, particularly now post this election, and now heading into what is going to be the end of this financial year and another financial year kicking off. One final question in terms of the resource security task force going forward. Is there more information that I can put up on the podcast yet, or is that still being developed? I may have missed it.
Still being developed. So
okay, cool.
No, so the task force has been named. You're on the task force, Eric.
Yes.
So
yes.
one of the things that I now have to do, now that the elections are behind us, is I've got a mass of documents, papers and such like that I'm planning to read and distill to try and give a really good background to each of the task force members. And then, so just around the theory, I guess, of resource access, if you like, and where we sit politically. And then it'll be up to each of you to bring your local issues. Going to get the executive together and work out the terms of reference, where we're going to play, where we're not going to play. And then it'll be, you know, basically on with the show. So we still see those threats coming, particularly at state level. So at least now we don't have to fight the Commonwealth one. So that'll give us more time for states, hopefully. So, yeah,
excellent.
Just stay tuned.
That's good to hear, Jane. So thanks for that. That brings us to the end of this podcast. That was Jane Lowell from Seafood Industry Australia talking to us again, and I'm sure we're going to be catching up on a few more issues. So thanks again, Jane.
Thanks, Eric.
Cheers, mate.